Migrant kids who travel with their parents to Tijuana often go without a lot of things. Sometimes it's food, other times it's shelter, but one thing they almost certainly are not getting is classroom time. And that learning loss means these kids fall behind.
Pero, what is your favorite day of the week?
However, during our visit to Tijuana, we observed some shelters that are helping these kids catch up.
My name day of the week is Wednesday.
The child says Wednesday is his favorite day of the week.
¿Por qué? Porque vienen los gringos.
Because that's when Americans, los gringos, come by and help teach. The kids are taking English classes run by Armando Hurtado Medina in a 10 by 30 foot cinder block building.
The purpose of this school is so that the migrants have a basic understanding of English, like how to get out of an emergency situation. They'll know how to communicate, or they'll know how to translate basic information like phone number, addresses.
Hurtado Medina says that when he lived in the U.S., he was an instructor and inspector for OSHA. But when he moved to Mexico, he found out his friend's family was living in a refugee camp. That inspired him to start volunteering there, which put him on his current path. His Escuelita de Inglés, or English school, is one of three at the shelter Embajadero de Jesus that he's trying to get accreditation for. The thing is, he's working with limited resources. The model he's striving for already exists in Tijuana. It's just like the one at Yes We Can World Foundation.
When this crisis happened, I noticed no one was making an emphasis on education for migrant children. But for us, we think that education for children is as essential as food and water and shelter.
That is Estefania Rebellon, founder and executive director at Yes We Can. She's an actress based out of Los Angeles, but at 10 years old, she and her family fled Colombia because of death threats and became asylum seekers in Miami. 3 years ago, she started a school program for all grade levels in Tijuana with a curriculum specifically designed for migrant kids. And unlike most schools, the Yes We Can version is mobile. Our editor, Patrick Wood, spoke to 12-year-old Justin, who was clear about his favorite part of going to school there.
La que más me gusta es en el bus.
What he likes the most is being in the bus and to talk to the other kids that are in the program, aside from the classes.
Yeah, the bus. Rebellon and I were speaking in front of that white tour bus with the phrase, "The future of the world is in this classroom," on it. So, of course, I had to ask her to show us inside.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Come on board. Hola. So this is our original mobile school bus. This is a 55-passenger bus turned into a mobile classroom. We took out the bathroom that comes in the back, all the cabinets and all the seats, and we installed desks and chairs.
There's iPads and tablets in them. It's one of two mobile school buses they have in Tijuana, and considering how big they are, they're also used as storage units, as they can pack loads of school supplies underneath where the luggage used to go. Oh, and one other big plus to having a classroom inside a converted tour bus.
The summers here are brutal, so the AC is always a major component.
What Rebellon says she sees in these migrant children are kids who've been traveling with their parents, often at a moment's notice, in fear for their lives anywhere from a few weeks to a few months. When they arrive in Tijuana, the parents have a long list of things to figure out, things such as what their next move will be. Can they find someone, like a lawyer, to help them? But even before all that, where are they going to live, and how will their kids spend their days? By operating inside or near partner shelters, any children that get housed by Yes We Can are also automatically enrolled and start school within 24 hours.
If a parent is having all those existential crisis moments and their children are there pulling at their jeans, how children do every single day, they're not going to be able to accomplish their goals. So for us, the school space not only addresses the necessities of the children, which are not only academic needs, but also emotional needs that they have and are experiencing, but it also allows the parent to figure out their situation.
The academic needs are things that you might have a good guess on, the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, with a bilingual part in English and Spanish. They're accredited with a Board of Education in Mexico, and the teachers operate with the understanding that many of the migrant kids have either a lot of catching up to do or have never been enrolled in school before, and also with the reality that they're never sure just how long the kids will be there before they leave. Now, aside from academics, in the other component Rebellon mentioned, this is where you can really hear how the program is specifically tailored for what migrant kids may be going through.
We have a class that's called the Migrant Process class, in which children are taught what migration it really is, legal migration, what the process that they're going through is. Also, because families and parents are not able to answer those questions, if a child is coming up to their parent and is asking, why are we here, they might not tell them the truth. So we work with our teachers and with our students to help them understand what the process is that they're going through, what going through ICE detention centers might be like, and also what will happen after once they do enter the United States. And then another one of our classes is the emotional intelligence class, in which we help our children work through the trauma they might be experiencing. We help our children identify their emotions. With our teens, we especially work with them to be able to channel those emotions into something productive. If they're experiencing anger, how can we turn anger into maybe some leadership skills? How can we turn that energy into maybe a sport they might want to play, and how to channel all of that energy into something productive?
Rabbi Jung is proud of all of her students, and one of the things that makes her happy is tracking their progress once they leave Yes We Can.
We have a student in Oklahoma. We visited her a year and a half ago, and now she's going into her senior year. So she's learned English. She's excited about prom. She has her few friends that are also Hispanic that have gone through a similar situation, and she's adapting. It's really interesting for me to see it because we're in such a social media generation that it's really interesting to see when they are here and when they sort of turn American, when they start, you know, buying Starbucks, when they start like hashtagging BFF, when they start talking about prom.
Little by little, Armando Hurtado Bendina is also trying to get children at Embajadores de Jesus opportunities just like these. For now, though, he's focused on their English and preparing them for a potential life on the other side of the border.
When they leave here, they leave with confidence and proud of themselves that they're learning what's going to be their new language.